But I had a revelation about doctors the other day.
Did you?
It was just.
Tell me.
It was a fleeting revelation.
Yeah. Is this like double dog daylight saving time?
No.
Not as
profound.
No.
I think most people go to medical school way too long. I think they ought to have like a junior college medical school. 2 years. Maybe just 2 years of nights. You know.
2 years of night school.
Yeah, and the only thing you can't do.
And you can do it while you're working.
And you can do anything the other doctors can do, except you don't give a warranty. Right? And the only thing maybe you'll be prevented from doing is brain surgery, because that requires a certain level of expertise. But you know what? There are plenty of people who are capable of doing this stuff and are just deterred from becoming surgeons.
It's going to take them 10 years.
Because of all of the effort involved. But think how many more doctors we could have if we let rank amateurs do it. And so you know, and you can choose.
So
when you go to the doctor, his diploma's up there. 6 months of medical school, say, I don't think so. And in the same office, well, I think it should be something 18 months.
Yeah.
Night school, and then you can find Johns Hopkins. Or you might choose, if there was something seriously wrong with you, to go to the Johns Hopkins guys. But on the other hand,
something simple.
If you had, like, you know, a mole you wanted removed, you might go to the guy with 6 months. Oh, yeah, I've been doing this since I was a kid. I like the Jiffy Lube Medical Center. And so we have all levels of expertise under one roof. And of course, it's priced accordingly. So you could have that.
Well, they sort of have that now. You got witch doctors.
No, but these would be real doctors. These would be
real.
They'd be rankings.
Yeah.
Like five-star generals. You get a five-star doctor or a one-star.
Or no stars. You could have
no stars.
A cadet doctor.
Cadet, exactly. I'm telling you.
Yeah, this is another one of your great ideas.
This is a great idea.